Hello and a very good evening. It's Friday, October 22nd. I'm Sukanya and you're listening to Market Wrap, a post-market podcast from Business Standard. Let's get to the headlines first. Selling continues on Dalal Street. Sensex slips 102 points. Nifty holds 18,100. Broader markets extend weakness. Small cap index down 6% in 1 week. Nifty Bank Index hits record high of 40,587, ends higher in a weak market. Metal Index falls 3%, Vedanta Hindustan Zinc slips up to 7%. And Nykaa IPO to open next week, price band fixed at 1,085 rupees to 1,125 per share. Well, financial shares came to the rescue of the benchmark indices for the second straight day, as a sell-off in select index heavyweights exerted pressure on the indices. The BSE Sensex Index ended with a loss of 102 points at 60,822, after trading within a range of 61,420 and 60,551. The NSE Nifty 50, on the other hand, settled 63 points lower at 18,115. It touched a high and low of 18,314 and 18,034 respectively. HDFC was the major gainer among the Sensex 30 stocks, up 2.2%, followed by Bajaj Auto, Kotak Bank, IndusInd Bank, Axis Bank and Titan. On the flip side, ITC shed 3.4% to close at ₹236.50. Maruti, NTPC, Infosys, Tata Steel, HCL Technologies, Nestle India, Asian Paints, Larsen & Toubro and TCS were the other significant losers. Among individual stocks, shares of Reliance Industries ended 0.15% higher on the BSE today, ahead of the company's September quarter results, which is due to be announced later today. Analysts expect the September quarter performance of the all-telecom conglomerate to be led by growth in retail, digital telecom business and steady petrochemical margins. That apart, LIC Housing Finance and Canfin Home declined 8% each in the intraday trade today. This happened after the announcement of their July-September quarter results. Their peer from HDFC, on the other hand, hit a record high of 2,937 rupees, rising over 3% in the intraday trade. On the upside, shares of IRB Infra surged 20% to scale a fresh 3-year high of 293 rupees on the BSE on Friday. The stock has zoomed as much as 43% in the last 3 days on the back of the company's fundraising plans. Further, shares of TVS Motor Company soared 10% to ₹632 on the BSE in Friday's intraday trade. This was on back of heavy volume after the company reported highest ever revenue, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, that is EBITDA, for the quarter ended September 2021. The stock of 2- and 3-wheeler manufacturer had hit 52-week high of ₹665 on May 27 this year. Sectorally, the Nifty Metal Index fell for a second straight day, down nearly 6% in 2 days, after China announced measures to curb surging coal and base metal prices. Among individual stocks, barring Welspun Corporation, which was up 6%, all other index constituents ended the day in the red, led by Vedanta, which was down 8%, Hindustan Zinc, Hindustan Copper, Nalco, Coal India and Adani Enterprises. The Nifty Realty Index, up over 2%, was the top gainer on the NSE, with Brigade Enterprises, Prestige Estate Projects and Oberoi Realty rising up to 5.7%. The Nifty Bank Index, which hit a record high of 40,587 in the intraday trade, closed at an all-time closing high of 40,324. 10 of the 12 index constituents ended in the green, led by Federal Bank, which was up 7%, AU Small Finance Bank, which was up 3%, RBL Bank, Kotak Bank, Axis Bank and Bandhan Bank. Next week, markets will react to quarter 2 results of RIL and ICICI Bank on Monday and will then focus on other corporate results. Maruti Suzuki, L&T, ITC, Axis Bank, Adani Enterprises and SBI Life are some of the companies slated to report their results next week. In the primary market, FSN E-commerce Ventures, operator of Nykaa Beauty Stores, has fixed the price band of 1,085 rupees to 1,125 rupees for its maiden public share sale. The initial public offering will remain open on October 28 and close on November 1st. At the top end, the beauty startup will be valued at 53,200 crore rupees, that is $7 billion. Well, that's all we have for in this edition of the podcast. For more news and views, keep following businessstandard.com.